Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I turn the news on when I smoke death in the air. For you all that made it out of here. All day long I see my death everywhere. I'm standing too close to me. Eternal DT.
That's basically what it is. It's fun though.
Yeah.
But dude, my job sucks. Dude, my fucking job sucks too, dude.
Like
how I have to do it. Are we rolling?
Yeah, we're live.
All right, Joe, tells the people about that picture I sent you.
I get a great Snapchat from my generous co-host here. And it's just a dude walking down, was it a parking lot?
Yeah.
It's a parking lot, and he was pulling his entire life behind him in a mop bucket. I think he had, did he have the other part like on his arm?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought it was.
And he had a dog leash dragging it. And it's not in the picture, there's an unleashed dog with him.
Oh my god. Was the lady with him or was she just kind of, was
that
she...
was a man.
The one with the shopping cart?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Dude, I ran up on them like I was paparazzi. Not that close, but like I ran over there and I was like, get a good pic for Joe.
But they were together.
Yeah.
Okay.
But brothers till the end, just like us.
Something like that.
So.
I really needed that picture because, I mean, today wasn't horrible, but it was just so boring. I needed something to get me going.
To lift the spirits.
Yeah.
Nothing like white trash that I'm surrounded with constantly. So there was a lot of crazy people. There was them. I didn't have to talk to them, though, so that was fine.
Then. Yeah.
There was a kid trying to sell his stepdad's truck. And I was just like, you know, it's not even under, I'm just like, dude, go home. Give your stepdad's truck. And then here's the one I wanted to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Ronnie update. Not particularly, it's just the way Ronnie deals with situations.
Right.
So, I have an appointment. I don't know who it is, but they, you know, they come. They're like, someone's coming in. I'm like, okay, maybe they can do something. And in the parking lot, I see, you know, I see the truck pull up and gets out, and immediately I'm like, it's a, you know, it's a M to F trans woman. But I just gotta tell you, from across, from a distance, from a considerable distance, I'm like, that is a man. Okay, that's important to the story.
Yep.
Because the Shim comes inside.
Shim.
And I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, how you doing? You know, whatever. And we're trying to do it.
How you doing, pretty lady?
How you? No, that's the funny. Ronnie.
No.
He 100%. They're like, that's a nice lady right there. And I'm like, it was so hard for me to tell him. It took me, like, not joking, an hour, because she's in there for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And couldn't get shit. I mean, poor lady's gonna lose her house. Like, there's no hope.
Yeah,
she's like months behind. So they're like, oh, sorry. Oh, and here was the other thing. This is the reason I had to tell him. So like, when we pull someone's credit, we need their, all we need is their social and their name. Most of the time, it's the social.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna say her name. I don't even remember it, but you know, it's a woman's name. Right. So like, and it's coming back like, this person doesn't exist. So I'm like, and Ronnie's like, I don't know what could be the problem. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I know exactly what it is. Yeah. And I thought this was going to be a problem. So my options are like, go ask this woman what her name used to be. And I'm like, I really don't have it in me to do that right now. I've already dealt with people flipping out on me today. I really don't want to do that. So then I'm like, Ronnie, come back here. I'm like, go to the back office. And I close the door, try to barricade it so like his loud ass talking doesn't permeate. And I grab him on the shoulder. I'm like, Ronnie, that's a man. And you just see like his, because he was like, she's a pretty lady. Like, he's called her pretty. So he's like, brain, you see it. Like, his eyes are darting. It's not computing. And then he's like, oh. It's one of them he-she's, isn't it? Like, yeah, Ronnie. I think the problem is that's not her original name. He's like, oh, okay. Then he goes out there. He's like, okay, you can leave now. We can't do it. No, not in the sense of, like, fuck that bitch for being trans. It's like, we couldn't do anything anyway.
Yeah.
But then he was like, yeah, it's time to, I don't feel well. I cannot express to you the like the total confusion in Ronnie's face. You know, I thought it was, and like the finance woman even came out and immediately like looks at me, like without even saying, is like, oh, that's a man. Like, it's so obvious, and Ronnie's like, oh, that's a pretty lady. She's sure got a firm handshake. Her hands were huge, dude. And voice super deep. I'm like, how the fuck is Ronnie not figuring it out?
Yeah, she had some nice, large, hairy arms.
That's a nice pair of balls on that chick.
Nice beard.
That's a nice pair of balls.
Ronnie.
Oh, Ronnie. The kind of balls you can settle down with.
the best kind.
The best kind. So that was hilarious.
I had a couple calls today that, again, I thought it was you.
Shit, I should have done that today.
There was a guy. Well, the first one, when they started talking, it was really loud. Like, I don't know what was going on, but it was like ear rape. It was like, and I'm like, hello? And it goes again, like, and then I can.
It's like a Hispanic kid's Xbox Live mic.
That's what it sounded like. But it was a lady, and she was like, can you hear me? And it's just like, and I'm like, no. I was like, I don't know what's going on, but like, just get, like, end the call and call us back and see if that fixes. And whatever. I didn't get her back, but
just to wait another 2 hours on hold.
But then,
listen, bitch, I don't know what the problem is. Why don't you just hang up?
Yeah. Well, I was like, how about like try ending the call and give us a call right back, see if it fixes. She's like, okay, and then hands the call. And I'm like, all right, next caller, please. But a little bit later, I pick up the phone, and this guy has like the strongest Southern accent. But he was kind of yelling it. He was kind of yelling. So I thought it was you being like, how you doing?
How you doing there, buddy? My name is Arthur Brokeback.
My name is so-and-so, and I have some things to tell you about my short-term disability. And I was like, you for real with this? This man.
I wish you'd be like, Joe, is this you?
Now, Joe, I know this is you. I know you're giving me this name and social security number, but I know this is you. Not fooling me.
I just call you, and you're like, what's your social? I'm like, pulling out 555.
But that man, dude, that guy ripped his leg open. It was disgusting. Jesus. He, like, tore...
Would he send you a picture?
No, he was describing it. I had
check it out, dude.
With him, I had to take down some information for the examiner to go through. And it got to the point where I was like, okay, what's the diagnosis? Like, what's the surgery? You know, what's going on? He pretty much tore the tendon from his kneecap. And it was like his kneecap was basically at his foot.
Jesus Christ.
And he said he has a brace that's basically his entire leg. But they have it set to where he has zero mobility. I was like, I'm so sorry. And the entire time he's talking, he's like, yeah, you know, I tore my tendon in my knee, and I just can't walk anymore. You know what I'm saying? And I had surgery, and they have all these bolts and screws. And I was like, I would be like, I don't know how this guy's so happy. I can't move my leg at all.
It's all about your attitude, mate.
Yeah. And, but hey.
I still got another leg. You know, don't forget about that.
Yeah, this guy, he goes, yeah, it's a real hassle to go to the bathroom in, you know, because it's all the way up to your groin. I was like, okay.
Oof.
I don't care. You lost me when you said your kneecap is no longer where it's supposed to be.
What if he's happy because he's got like a 3-foot dick? He's just walking around on that. He's fine. He's just using his dick to walk around.
You know, he didn't. Yeah, man, you know, he didn't say that. That might be it.
That's what I'm going to say when I call. I'm going to say something like that. I'm going to be like, hello. And you do your, like, thing.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for calling Lincoln Financial. May I have your name, please?
Hello, this is Edith Bertrude.
All right, got a good callback number just in case we get disconnected.
What? So anyways, I was knitting, as it were, and but I threw my back out, pumping your mother.
Huh.
Hello.
Interesting. So you're here to file a new claim then?
Yes.
Okay. Let me transfer you. Yeah, I don't start claims, so.
And then the next person. Yeah, hi, man. How can I help you? Hello. Just, like, take a really long time. Really.
Hello.
So, anyways, I was the boy before, I was fucking his mother. And
oh,
I threw my dong back out. Would they roll with this?
No.
Feel like this is a senile old woman. I probably couldn't do that hard. I'd be like, so I was getting pumped.
You would have to keep things very subtle, because if at any point the person you're on the phone with will be any remotely uncomfortable, they will probably tell you that they will disconnect the call.
That's weak.
Damn. I just
something about like an old woman having a sex injury. That's what I want it to be. I need to work on my old person voice.
The other thing is, Well, I mean, I'm not making a...
On the clock. So my boss was bending me over this desk.
On the clock.
Which is covered. I believe.
God. Since I don't make claims, since I don't create the claim, I wonder if how many people like go through that. Because there's sometimes like, even when I'm like looking through people's claims, they don't really explain why they're on disability. And I mean, I could dig deeper and find why, but like, whenever I'm helping these customers, it's never about the topic of why they're on disability. It's just more like about the paperwork.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I wonder how many times that the people that do create the claims for them have to sit there and listen to like whatever the fuck's going on. Because there was one guy that I did see, because there was like, there's a system we use that's specifically for like accidents, critical illness, or it's like hospital visit stuff.
Yeah.
There's one guy, he was put down for an accident claim. He literally like stubbed it. It literally says in the description, stubbed his toe.
What the fuck?
I was like, what? And there was another one. I think it was a different guy. Because, yeah, it was a different guy. The note said that he fell in his garage, and that was it. Like, it didn't explain, like, what he injured or anything. And I'm like, really?
Yeah, they're just scaling. I did know a guy once that stubbed his toe and then claimed it for, like, 8 months.
I mean, I understand you'll get money out of it, but sometimes, like, it's not really worth it. Because you're just, like, it's so strict on, like, with the policies and, you know, them going through their records and shit, like, medical records. So, like, technically, you can get it done in, like, 5 minutes. But since we constantly have to review shit, it takes forever. So it's just like, just walk it off. I don't know. I also don't know how that classifies as an accident. Like, it's not like you're dead. You know?
I don't know. I didn't get mine for, I had to sue the insurance company.
Nice.
Because they basically, what they were doing is they were like going to starve me out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, haha, joke's on you. I have a credit card with a very high limit. I'll call your bluff.
Yeah.
I'll hire a Jew lawyer who was a terrible fucking lawyer and sucked. That was the last thing I said to my lawyer was go fuck yourself. Because he asked me to leave a review of them. He was like, could you rate our firm 5 stars? And I was like, go fuck yourself. And I hung up. He also like botched the negotiations.
Nice.
Terribly.
Jesus.
Dude, this is what happened. Is like, it was like a Zoom whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we're talking.
Zoom meeting with the lawyer and...
With the lawyer and, like, not a judge, but, like, whatever, and then the insurance company's lawyer. And the lawyer, yeah. You know, you go into, like, different rooms.
Yeah. Going to your really breakout rooms?
Yeah, whatever the fuck it is. I never use Zoom. But we're in ours, and he's like, all right, dude, they'll probably ask you, like, 2 questions. Just answer them. And he, like, told me what they would be, and he's like, yeah, just don't say anything. Like, I'm going to, you know, try and get us as much as we can. Mm-hmm. You know, don't tell them about, like, you got a new job and or any of that. And I'm like, okay, yeah, obviously not. It was basically, like, we're on the same team. Fuck these people. They fucked you over. Let's both get money.
Mm-hmm.
And the first fucking thing out of his mouth is like, okay, my client got a new job, so you don't have to pay us as much. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? First fucking thing, I'm like, what? Doesn't make any sense. I know you're like, it's probably bad to lie, but they didn't ask. You know, they never asked it. He just volunteered that information. Because as far as they were concerned, no, and I was still out of work, and that would have helped.
Right.
And then the guy's like, the lawyer offers like the first thing, and the guy's like, that sounds pretty good. I'll talk to him. I'm like, what fucking law school? This isn't how you negotiate. I don't understand the law. This isn't how you negotiate. And so the deal was like, you know, certain amount of money, and but I have to pay for like the legal fees,
right?
And like I wasn't expecting to get a lot because North Carolina doesn't do pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I'm like, I'm breaking even basically, and I'm like, we go in there and I'm like, can I just not have to pay the legal fees? The legal fees were like $1,000, and I still have to pay him. I'm like, can I just get it out of the legal fees? And he's like, okay, let's go back. It's like, he just doesn't want the legal fees. And the other one was like, no. And then, like, goes into his room, and he's like, I think he's got us, bro. Like, what the fuck is going on? This is like, I don't know, Arrested Development. This is stupid. Yeah.
It's like early Better Call Saul when he's dealing with those stupid skateboarders.
Yeah.
Stupid shit.
I would have loved to have Saul. He would have been like, he would have gotten me a ton of money.
Yeah.
No, I had like Gil from The Simpsons. He's just a pussy and he's given up already.
Should have just done it yourself.
Your Honor, I'd like to represent myself.
Your Honor,
I've fired my lawyer who got me this call. I only hired the lawyer to get the call.
Yeah.
I'd like to represent myself. Yeah, if I knew he was going to do that shit, I'd be like, dude, can I negotiate? Like, is that allowed? Yeah. Because I would have just been like, dude, I will just lie. It's like, I have a podcast that has millions of listeners, and I will trash the company you're representing and you forever.
I have a substantial following on this show. You will be canceled.
I have. Most of them are in India, but I
have. Expect some death threats arriving on your doorstep tomorrow morning.
Expect some death threats written by me arriving to your office. Legally binding. Definitely. I'm being serious.
Sent definitely. I will kill you. It will be from Ahmed. Don't ask me how I know that name. But it will be from an
Ahmed. That would be hilarious if I did a voice. I did a voice on it. I get on the call and then brown face.
Oh my
God. Hello, this is Ahmed AT&T. This is Jeff.
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Mr. Frost, it's not we're talking about your client. And he's like, no, my friend. What you do is you unplug and plug it in again. Have you tried fucking your own mother, my friend? No, just give them instructions to fix, like, a SNES. So what you do is you take the cartridge out and you blow on it, oh, baby mama. You get the sweet baby gels to blow on it. And then you just slide it back in. And now you can play Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Up, down, down, left, right. AB. That might be what I call you for. I'm calling you, but I'm giving you instructions on something stupid.
That actually happened. I mean, not. Someone tried to tell me how to do my job the other day.
Sir, do not tell me how to do my job.
It was like. she was very, she was insisting that we received it, received her like paperwork. And I was like, yeah. Ma'am, I'm not seeing it. She's like, no, it's in there. I sent it in. It's in there. And I'm like, well, I don't see it. Therefore, we don't have it. So I need you to either resend it or whatever. No, I sent it in. You guys have it. Nope. I don't know how many times I can tell you this. We don't have it. Yeah, that's like 40% of my calls right there. You definitely have it.
That sucks.
You have it. I sent it in. Well.
Well, see, the thing is, if you did, we'd have it.
Yeah.
And we don't.
We don't. Yeah, the guy today, oh my God. He was the last call of the day. It was, today was so slow and easy. And then he had to ruin it. This bitch had to ruin it. It was like kind of the same thing, you know. We were waiting on the form from his doctor. No, they sent it in. It's going to be in there. And I'm like, well, I don't see it. They sent it on Friday. I saw them do it. Well, it's not in here. I'm not sure what happened, but they might have to resend it. No, you guys have it. Nope. And then another part, he had to answer some questions for the examiner. And I was going through it with him, and it gets to a point about his diagnosis, and he's like, I'm not answering that. That's irrelevant. And I'm like, what? What do you mean that's irrelevant? It's the whole reason that you're on disability.
Freedom of Privacy Act, bro.
Yeah, he gave us the authorization form for us to look through his medical records.
No, I didn't send it.
His name was written and signed on it. He sent it in.
No, it wasn't me. You forged my signature. You dirty. I'm worrying up, and I'm going to sue you.
it's like
guilty, and like he goes to jail. Like,
yeah.
Hires my lawyer. He's in jail.
Instantly.
For yelling, he's in jail for yelling at you.
Yeah. It's like the old guy that I had to deal with. I told you last time. Excuse me. When he said your excuses are like water.
Yeah, I think about that sometimes.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, your excuses are like a rata.
Oh. Click. Heads up.
That's what I'll call. I'll be like, oh, Hera.
Oh, you again. I think I told you last time your excuses are like water.
I would like to share with you a more tarish wisdom. Those who know, no, it's turning into towns. That'll be better. Chinese Down syndrome. His eyes are just completely like overlapping. They're not even shut. They're overlapping. Oh,
yeah. The bottom lid is like over the top lid.
Yeah. Your excuses are like a train's. A choo-choo.
That's very good. Now, how can I help you today?
I got diabetes from working at the Skittles factory. Oh.
Not surprising.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
That's good. You're goddamn right. I know what's so hard.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to have to ask you to dial it back on the language. Otherwise, I may have to disconnect the call.
You can fucking dial back my asshole, is what you can do.
Okay.
A ching chong bing bong.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Not much to put it that way. Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah,
I like what you're saying. I too speak the Oriental arts.
The Oriental.
You think just because I'm a Chinese wheatard, I can't wise to manage? I work too hard to have some faggot like you.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
I'm like, I am Sam. Have you seen that movie? It's hilarious. That white retard. I don't got a word about that. I'm Chinese. Bing bong ching chong.
Never go full retard.
Never go full retard. Are you talking about Robert Downey Jr.?
Robert Downey Syndrome Jr.? Robert Downs Jr.?
Oh, hero. I would just like to say, I threw my back out getting pussy. sorry, what are you calling? I just want to tell people. So I have this idea in my head. So like, I on my office phone, I can call like the owner of the company.
Yeah.
Like I, you know, and I was thinking, I was like, so like if I was ever like if I was ever gonna quit, like forever, or I knew I was gonna get fired, I was just gonna start calling him and not like do anything, not do like oh hera, do like. You know, call him and be like, hey, what are you doing? And be like, what the fuck, who is this? Like, I mean, what are you having for dinner? Like, I think you're probably having something good. Like, can I come eat with you? Just get fired for like calling and be like,
let me see your feet. When's the next time?
Nothing weird, just casual conversation for no reason. Never called him any other time. Just called him like, so what are you into?
So who do you think is going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, he'd flip shit. It'd be like interfering with business. Let me tell you about this dude. Let me just describe what kind of person he is. So his wife died and he took half a day off work.
Did he murder her or something?
No. Also, his son died, and but this time he took a full day. So just that like sucks. That shit crazy. Yeah, right? But that's fucking dog shit.
Just a day?
Yeah.
I would take like a year off.
And he coulda. Anyone would.
Yeah. Jesus. A day? And he comes back like nothing happened?
Yes.
That's an alien.
There's some crazy motherfuckers, dude.
That is an alien.
No, they're just like the most greedy, like, competent. They just want. All it is at this point.
Oh, okay. Because
he's, you know, they've got like more money than God. They really do.
Gotcha.
They can do whatever the fuck they want. They've got private jets, mansions.
I thought you were saying more so that he was just stone cold.
I mean, maybe that's an aspect of it. No, he's just like a workaholic.
Yeah.
At this point, it's not at all about the money because they just sink. They have it. They have enough. They just sink shit into things they know are going to fail just to fuck with competition that they've been rivaling with for decades. Like there's like one of the other dealers like built a dealership somewhere else, and so what they did is they just built one right across from it that loses tons of money, and they don't care. They did it for spite.
Nice.
Or if like they'll all like, so like if I ever get fired, I can just go to one of the other ones because they'll hire me for like double. just because they all hate each other so much.
Yeah.
As which is what most people do. They'll just work at one and then quit and go to the other one. And it's double the pay.
And then quit that one and go back to the first one. Just keep going back and forth.
Oh, fuck no, dude. You're fucking blacklisted. Oh. If you work for the enemy, you're blacklisted. You're as good as dead to them.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's weird. It's fucking weird, like, millionaire-billionaire rivalry. It's weird because, like, you know, anywhere else I've been, like, it's a huge... I'll never, ever see or talk to the owner. It's like, no, this dude's, like, in the other room sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, not at where I'm at, but, you know, you'll see him eventually. I don't know. It's just weird.
That's weird.
Sorry, that wasn't funny. Let's back to a greetings. May I ask, is speaking?
This is Joe.
Had I was calling to ask, is your refrigerator running?
That's very funny.
What joke? It's ancient Chinese wisdom I'm trying to share with you.
I'm not going to fall for that.
Okay, I finish it. Is your refrigerator running? Then you better fuck a dead cat to appease the gods.
That's not ancient Taoist
wisdom. It's not a joke. It's ancient Taoist wisdom. I did it the other day. My refrigerator went away. So I killed a cat and fucked it.
It's,
Hurrah.
It's very insightful.
Hurrah. I would like to speak to your supervisor.
Do you have a claim or...
Who did I call? Is this the bad bitch at McDonald's?
No, this is... this is Wendy's.
I'd like to apply for a job, Pri.
Okay.
My qualifications are I'm retarded and I'm Chinese. I'm the first of my kind.
Okay. Well, we can probably find you a place in the back where no one can see you.
No, I want to be in the front.
Well, you gotta be in the back first.
Lame bitches in the back. Bad bitches in the front. Ancient Taoist wisdom.
Well, just by the way you're talking, you're not a bad bitch, so.
How fucking dare you? I wish a pox upon your family.
Alright, well, you'll be starting Monday. Your shift starts at 10:30.
No, that's too early for me.
That well?
I have school.
Well, you're not going to school anymore. You're full-time.
Okay. Wendy's finally, nuts. A future. Hey, wait, I was like, no. You don't put one over on me, Jack. No, I was not playing the phone right.
You don't put one over on right. Me.
You're not playing the phone right. Asshole.
Bitch is it. Fuck you.
I'm supposed to win. It's what the game's called. It's the Jimmy wins. Jimmy wins at home.
Well, Jimmy loses this phone call, okay?
No, I would like to speak to your supervisor.
I am the supervisor.
Where's Ronald? I'd like to speak to the clown, the man who runs things.
This is Wendy's.
I'm jumping. I would like to speak to Mrs. Beautiful Randy or Dave Thomas.
You're talking to her.
Put your dad on. Put Dave on. Dave coached
this
my basketball
Dave.
Team.
This is Dave. I transitioned. Yeah, I'm transitioning to the Wendy.
What the fuck is that gay bullshit? You're a failure. I don't know what else to think about this.
Dave Dave with a beard, but he's just like wearing a red, like the wig. The outfit and a red wig with the same hair. Hi, this is Dave with Wendy's. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Dave with Wendy's. I'd like to purchase a vehicle, please.
He walks into your shop. I fucked the shit out of her, dude. Ronnie's just like, oh my god.
It would be so fucking funny if to meet Ronnie's wife and it's just a guy in a wig.
Yeah, I'm Ronnie's wife.
What's up, dude?
My name's Sharon. Yeah. Yeah, Ronnie and I met. Son.
I definitely gave birth to him. My parents are a bunch of fatty.
Anyway, yeah, I worked down at the factory with all the other boys. You know what I'm saying?
All the other chicks. Chicks down at the factory. Long hours.
Working long shifts.
Now I hope Ronnie never figures out what he won't, but he also forget about it the next day.
What about
if he like he found this and listened to it, he would forget about it.
I will drive up there and be like, hey Ronnie, check this out.
You cocksucker.
No, I won't do that.
And I'll lean over and be like, Ronnie, don't listen to this asshole. He's a faggot. Ronnie, that's clearly a dude in a dress. He's like, you gotta leave, son.
I'll walk in and be like, Ronnie, huge fan. Huge fan of your work.
Oh, he would get so nervous. He'd be like, oh, I don't remember this guy. Oh, shit. That happened today, too. Some guy came in, just some random guy, and he's like, he like comes up to him like he knows him. He's like, hey, you.
Maybe he's scared that it's the past coming back to him.
Hey, that guy I was just good friends with.
Definitely not trying to kill.
Just old bowling buddies.
We gotta bring Ronnie on.
Oh yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be fun trying to set that up. I have to clock him in every day, dude.
Oh man,
I have to clock him in. And
he doesn't know how to clock in.
No, dude, he doesn't. Him being there, honestly, what it feels like is like I'm in the mob, and I'm the guy who gets like the shit position. I don't get to do anything cool. I just take care of like the age. I'm taking care of Junior Soprano.
I was gonna say you're the guy like they hand you the money to count and then you give it back. Like you don't keep that money.
Yeah.
You count it and you're like, that's good. And then you give it back.
That's good.
So is it like the old school like punch in, or is it like through like thing?
It's a computer punch in, that's why I can't do it.
Oh, okay. Then that makes sense.
And then like there's really no point in him being there because I just have to do everything
for him.
I just instead of doing what I normally do, I have to do everything.
Damn. Yeah, that's annoying.
That's fine. I don't care. Yeah. I like Ronnie. I like hanging out with Ronnie.
Yeah.
Tell me about how he killed me.
Yeah, I just love sitting down listening to him talk about his past life as a hitman. So, yeah, just fantastic.
You know, sometimes I question, I'm like, what if Ronnie like really is just like senile and he's like misremembering? He's just remembering like a Burt Reynolds movie he saw.
He's just a sleeper agent.
And thinking, no, he thinks like he saw a movie. Now he thinks that's like was his life. He's like,
I could be like,
he's like,
Reynolds.
Yeah, so they were loading all these Jews onto a train, and but I had my trusty old list, and then
So I was this retard with legs that wouldn't work. But man, could I run. And then I fucked this chick with AIDS. But anyways, my mom fucked the principal to get me into school. And then
I served in Vietnam. And
I was in Nam. I showed Richard Nixon my ass. Yeah, I showed it to Nixon too, the bullet hole in my ass. In my buttocks.
I was the greatest ping pong player in the world there for about 2 seconds.
I had a black friend.
That's it. That's the only thing you bring up with Bubba.
Yeah.
I had a friend.
I had a black friend.
He had a friend. He was black.
So that was that. That was pretty
was
cool.
That was something.
Never seen one of them there. race retards.
Hold on. Never seen one of them before.
Up close.
And then,
then I had a legless, retard, AIDS-ridden friend as well. And so, anyways, I have.
He got some new legs, and you know, he told me that they were titanium alloy, same material that they use in the spaceships.
He got the space legs. He got the space wag.
Lieutenant Dad got the space wags.
And then the feather flew away. The my wife.
I like as much as I love that movie, I hate that last bit. Just knowing that he's just sitting there on this on that what is it, a stump?
I don't know.
On
a bench.
Was it a bench? Okay. Watching his son.
No, he was waving by. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Sitting there.
Maybe.
But
it
whatever
the shit. That movie's overrated. No offense. It is. It is.
To me.
I mean, I like it. No, I don't. Yeah.
I mean. I do get tired of it when it's on like constantly. There's like that one point during the year where Forrest Gump's just on repeat. And then I watch it one time and I'm like, okay. I'm good. That's enough America for me.
It's enough America.
But I don't think it's overrated. I think it's like rated, I guess.
It's rated.
I don't know. It's
base.
It's definitely not underrated. But I wouldn't say it's overrated, but I can see why it can be. But it's Tom Hanks.
I've already went on a rant about Tom Hanks.
But it's Tom Hanks. It's Mr. Rogers.
No, Mr. Rogers is Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers.
Tom Hanks is an imposter, people. He's not
masks.
The real Mr. Wobbins.
He wears Mr. masks Wobbins. And costumes.
He's a wire and a thief. Mr. Rogers would never put
actor.
Up with this bullshit. Fuck you, lady. Sit down. Another thing, I do not appreciate him representing us, the weetards.
My wegs work.
My wegs work. My wegs. He's the only one who's chanting.
Yeah.
Second of all, no one would let a weetard meet Nixon. No one. There's two things we love. Nixon and Wendy's.
And ice cream.
And ice cream. Also, I'm mad that I couldn't have the ice cream in that movie.
They told me I was retarded.
They told me I was too retarded for ice cream. I'd get brain freeze to death. I'd have fatal brain freeze. I told someone, like, not towards someone, but I told them an insult.
mm-hmm.
that they'd never heard before. I don't know if you have. I thought it was hilarious because I just remembered it. It was like, how the fuck did you phrase it? It's like, you look like you have to wear floaties to eat soup. Something like that.
What?
It's like, it's just calling someone retarded.
Yeah.
Someone told me that. I was like, that's pretty funny.
That's great. I might have to save that when I'm on the phone with some idiots.
Sir, you have to wear floaties to eat soup.
Just judging your voice right now on this call, it sounds like you wear floaties when you eat soup.
What's wrong with my voice?
Everything.
Is it too Chinese for you?
It's too retarded.
How dare you? Do you know who my dad is? Forrest Gump.
The owner of Xbox?
Ronald McDonald.
Oh.
Ron. I mean, that's my dad. Oh, Xbox Indiana Jones game.
Oh yeah, I'm
sad it's Xbox. Yeah, me too. I'm sad it's Xbox exclusive.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll just get it on Steam, but I'd rather have it on PlayStation.
If it goes on Game Pass, I'll just get it on Game Pass because that's on.
Not sure you
PC.
Have like all of them.
Well, the new shit now with Xbox is that's both PC and Xbox.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to get it on PC. That's what I did with Starfield. Game sucked.
I heard it was...
It's not
kind of lame.
Oh, speaking of, Last of Us Part 2 Remastered came out. Did you get that?
Of course fucking not.
What?
No. I'm not getting 8 fucking remasters of the same game.
But it's $10 if you already had the game. It's just an upgrade.
Is it?
Yeah. Because I was not going to get it until they're like, yeah, it's a $10 upgrade if you already have it. And I was like, fuck, sure, whatever.
How does that work? Because I have a disc. Does that work with...
Just put it into your PS5 and it should just change it.
Oh. Okay, I might. Did they do that with the first one?
No, the first one they like remade. Like the first
like plays,
one...
like.
Because the first one, it was on PS3, and then they did a remaster for PS4 without the upgrade. Because I had both of them. I remember getting both of them. And then they like remade it for the new engine that they used for Part 2. And that was like full price, I think.
No.
Maybe it was like
no,
50.
Probably
I don't remember.
Was. Yeah, still fucked that. I'm not gonna. Probably never gonna play them again.
They added some lost levels and a survival mode, like a wave based mode, and like documentary or not documentary commentary stuff. So I'll go through it again. Go through the lost levels, try out that new mode, and then. Probably just go back to the first game because the first game's just fucking great.
It is. I'm probably never going to replay them. I'm going to be playing Ghost of Tsushima till I die.
That's such a good fucking game.
It is. I mean, barely scratched it.
And then I've been playing. It's a new survival game, but it has like Pokemon in it. I don't know if you've been seeing it.
Oh, I think I saw something about it.
It's called Pal World.
Yeah, I saw something about it.
It's actually pretty good.
I saw it on one of those Game Ranks videos. I watch those in the morning.
I love Game Ranks.
Yeah, it's dope. The list. The famous list.
There was a guy that modded it, and they put actual Pokemon in it. And your character's Ash Ketchum. Nintendo, like, got him.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like, I think he's dead.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, probably. How dare you?
A Cheech Chong Bean Bong. How dare you?
But yeah, that Indiana Jones game, I think, might be pretty fun.
Yeah.
I don't like that it's in first person, though.
Yeah, that bothered me, too.
Let's make it third person.
But then, at first I thought it was, because the way they showed it, that's just cutscenes.
Yeah.
And switched to first person.
I think it goes back and forth.
Okay, that's even... I like that.
Because it's if you switch it? I don't know if you can switch it, but I saw, the guy was doing a puzzle and switched to third person when he, placed a piece. It was it's like those stupid gear puzzles. Put in the right gear in the right spot. He was placing it there and he was in third person and then it went back into first. And I'm like, what? Just keep it third. And he was swinging with his whip. And again, it was in third person, but once he goes to punch somebody, he's in first. Weird.
Can we get another Uncharted game?
Oh, we are getting one.
Oh, are they?
It's not by Naughty Dog, though.
What?
So it's probably going to suck.
I don't like change.
Yeah, I think they sold it to another company. I forgot the name of it, but it's going to be a reboot. Or either a reboot or just a new thing. So I feel it's either one, it's going to continue with Nathan Drake's daughter, or they're going to remake it and it's going to just be Tomb Raider.
I'm a promotion, keep open. I'm hoping she don't leave my broken. When he rust burns and swollen, I'm told she won't need a maker out of believer. I guarantee I will see you when I see you. Then just don't holler my name like we was all at it. Yo, go.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.